And just 4 months after it was banned in Nebraska, the death penalty is one step closer to being reinstated in that state. Nebraskans for the Death Penalty, a group backed by Governor Pete Ricketts, submitted the required number of signatures to postpone the repeal and place a referendum on the issue on the 2016 ballot to let voters decide. Paul Hamill is Lincoln Bureau Chief for the Omaha World Herald. And Paul, we reported on this at the time, but remind us, how is it that the death penalty was banned in Nebraska, given that you have a governor who supported it? You'd think he'd have a veto. So explain what happened.
Well, a lot of things came together this spring to have the legislature repeal a death penalty. We had a senator, Ernie Chambers, who's been working on this for 40 years. We had some conservative libertarian senators came in and looked at this policy and said, this isn't one that works. You know, we haven't had an execution in Nebraska in over two decades. We can't obtain the execution drugs to carry out an execution. Why do we still have this on the books?
So it was Republicans, as you say, libertarians and other Democrats who were like-minded for different reasons.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple other factors. We had a case in Nebraska where six people were exonerated for a murder that happened back in the 80s. And none of them got the death penalty, but several of them were threatened with a death penalty unless they told a certain story. Well, they got scared, told a false story. Finally, DNA evidence proved it. They weren't involved at all.
So all those reasons, concern that the innocent were perhaps going to be heading for a death row, concern that it hadn't been used and maybe government expense, and people were just against the death penalty. And we remember that the governor did try his veto, but the legislature overturned that again.
Right. And I think the governor, who is brand new, I mean, he took office this spring, kind of got caught by surprise. So the governor marshaled his forces, vetoed the bill, but he just wasn't persuasive enough to make that stick. So just soon after that happened, this group, Nebraskans for the Death Penalty, formed. They said, look, we got one more chance here, and that's to get it on the ballot and let voters restore the death penalty.
Well, and what do polls show voters might do, given what the legislature there did?
Well, the polls are kind of all over the place. It depends on what question you ask. Nebraskans for the Death Penalty say that 59% of Nebraskans support capital punishment. But there are anti-death penalty groups who have polled, and their question is, if you could guarantee that somebody didn't get out of prison and they got a life sentence, is that a reasonable alternative to the death penalty? And a majority of people will support that. So it's kind of all over the board here in a very conservative state.
Well, and is anyone challenging the referendum?
There's a group that formed to oppose a referendum, and they sent out educators to talk to people on street corners, you know, don't sign this petition. And they filed two lawsuits. One is just about the language of which will appear on the ballot, and that one probably won't stop it. It'll mean a judge may rewrite the language. The second lawsuit maintains that Governor Ricketts, because he put in $200,000 in this campaign to collect all these signatures, should have been listed as one of the sponsors of this petition drive, and he wasn't. That one is a little more interesting, and that could block it. It's a long shot. They may have a chance there.
That's Paul Hamill, Lincoln Bureau Chief for the Omaha World Herald. Thank you, Paul. And again, a pro-death penalty group in Nebraska has gathered enough signatures to get the death penalty question on the ballot next year. As he said, lawsuits may keep it off. We'll follow the story.